Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the first letter to John, we hear, "Let us not love in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth." Lord God, let us never forget you and how loving and gracious you are to us. You have blessed us with good work to do and given us joy and friendships for which we also give you thanks. May we rejoice always in your presence among us as we deal with one another and those that we serve. And let us show in caring words and actions how we follow your teachings. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from the fourth. Senator from the fourth is here. If we could get some order in the chamber, please take your conversations to the side galleries or keep the volumes down. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, second day, Thursday, January 5, 2023. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President
Senator
Kehoe.
From Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
I close.
Senator from Shelby moves that the reading of the journal be waived, but he be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal has been approved. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the fourth.
I think I'm doing this right. I want to bring forth that resolution that was SR7.
Senator, is your motion to bring Senate Resolution 7 before the body?
Yes. Be called from the calendar, taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 4th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. We're bringing the resolution up before the body. Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body. Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and then move for its adoption?
Yes. Mr. President, the resolution is just a simple rule change, and that resolution is just saying that for offices and seating, that they be done in seniority order instead of, because we're all senators, and so for offices and seating, that they be done in seniority office in order instead of being done by Democrats or Republicans. And with that, Mr. President, I move for its adoption.
The senator from the 4th has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 7. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, can I inquire of the senator from the 4th?
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
Absolutely.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. I think everybody's got a little bit of a puzzled look on their face. I would just like a little more clarity. Remind me what this does. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. So basically, you know how we have the rules and we do everything by seniority, but instead of really doing it like seniority, it's not a real seniority. We do it based on Democrats and Republicans, but yet and still, we're all senators, right? So everybody is equal in reference to senators. So my resolution is putting forth a rule change that says that offices and seating be done in seniority office order and not based on party.
Yeah, so then everybody would just, so the party affiliation, the majority minority as it relates to seniority wouldn't matter, basically, is what you're saying.
In reference to everything else we do, far as chairmanships, far as all of that good stuff, but I'm saying when it comes to offices and seating, you know, we should treat freshmen like freshmen. You know, I mean, they should be treated like freshmen, you know, and I don't think we should make the distinction and draw that division in the Senate, because we don't draw that division. You know, we seat each other. We're not like the House. We're not split down the middle where we join
Which
a
I
division
love that. Yeah.
between senators.
Yeah.
We're all equal. So we, you know, when it comes to offices and seating, I think that we should just do it based on seniority, because why would a freshman senator, you know, have a better seat than me who has all of this seniority? I just think it's, you know, it just sends the wrong message, and I think we should lead by example. We should lead and not follow.
Well, Senator, I think your resolution is probably certainly well-intentioned, I think, without having some conversations with our folks relative to the will of our caucus. I'll probably ask as many folks who are interested in voting no so that we can maintain and keep up with how we've always done things. Doesn't mean we can't do things different in the future, but I think doing something, and I'm not saying you haven't thought about this and maybe haven't even have talked to some folks, but I think there's a lot of folks who probably aren't ready to make a decision today.
When do you think they'll be ready to make a decision?
Well, I think that's a question you'd have to ask each individual, one of them separately.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get to the point where, you know, when are we, I mean, what is offices and seating, you know, what advantage is that giving, you know, the majority in order to make that distinction, you get me, with those two things?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a number of things in this building that are distinctions based on party or distinctions based on who is it, not party, who is in the majority versus the minority. I'm not saying, I don't know where the will of the body is, and maybe you win this vote today. I honestly don't know. My advice to you would be, unless you've talked to every single person and have clarity that this is something that this body supports, I might suggest having some further conversations, maybe just to explain it to each individual senator further, especially the ones whom you are, in theory and in practice, taking away some things that they just got comfortable with, i.e. their office and their desk.
Well, it wouldn't be effective this time, but it will be effective, you know, going forward in 2 years. But it wouldn't be it wouldn't affect what we've already done because it's done.
Well, and again, but, I would just say, and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to vote no in the absence of having, you know, kind of a clearer view of where our side of the aisle is. But
Senator, I think you're capable of thinking on your feet.
I am.
And I think it's, and I think that, you know, what we're trying to do is lead versus let's do what's right. And not, you know, what's, you know, I think that we have too much division, not only in the state, in the whole country. And I think that we have allowed D's and R's to become the identity of us individually instead of letting the issues and the policies that we pass become, you know, the superior thing. We've allowed this other thing to become the superior thing. So I think that it's a good faith effort to show that this is the Senate. This is not the House. We are the upper chamber. You get me? And I think that we can lead with power.
Senator, I appreciate your input, and I'm going to be a no, and certainly we'll see what happens.
Well, I thank you for your inquiry, Senator.
Further discussion, the senator from Cole.
Can I inquire the senator from the 4th, please?
Senator from the 4th, you yield.
Absolutely.
She does. Proceed.
So when you talked to me about this the other day, I think I asked you, how long have we been doing this like this? Did you do any research to see if this has been, like the senator from Boone said, we've been doing this forever?
Well, we have. What I've learned is they have been doing it ever since we have been here. I think we came in at the same time.
They just started when me and you got here?
Yeah, I think they just... Absolutely. So I've established that they've been doing it that long. So prior to that, I know at one point, I think it wasn't, but I haven't been here that long, and I'm not that old. You know, me being only 25, you know, I can't, you know... I can't say how long it's been going prior to us.
So would you be, I know this is not the kind of resolution that you have, but would you be willing to make it a resolution where it would go through the committee process instead of just deciding on the floor?
Can we do that? I don't know. Can we make can it be a resolution that goes through the committee process? I don't think it can for a rule change.
We have, I was going to say we have resolutions that go through the committee process.
Yeah, see, somebody would have to educate me on that because I think they told me because it was a rule change, it had to go this way. So
okay.
I would love for it to go through the committee process. I would love to have that discussion. But
okay.
I don't know. Do anybody know? I think they're talking about it.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion by the Senator of the 4th. Senator from Platt.
Yes, to inquire of the Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
Absolutely.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, let me just say, I'm going to be a no on this, but I am going to get back to the committee thing that the Senator from Cole brought up earlier. And I'll tell you, the reason that I'm a no, and I suspect if you went back and researched this, that the assignment of desks on the floor and the assignment of offices being based on seniority and the majority party having preference probably dates back to the inception of the Senate. And as you probably know, this body, throughout the majority of its history, has been controlled by your party, not by the Republican caucus. And so my guess is that there's probably a rich tradition and history in our rules well before the Republicans took the majority of this chamber where Democrats received that preferential treatment in the assignment of desks and offices. I don't know that to be true, but I would suspect if you went back and looked at it, it is. But I'll tell you the reason that I'm going to be a no on the resolution is because I think one of the things that is great about the Senate is in addition to the written rules that we have, we are also governed by traditions. And we have a whole lot of traditions, not just the allocation of offices, not just the allocation of desks on the floor, but a whole host of different traditions that we abide by in this body. And I think if we start changing all of those traditions, it does something to the institution of the Senate. I don't think it's a positive thing.
Well, let me say this, Senator. Two things. First of all, to keep doing the same thing we've been doing is insanity.
And only if it's not working.
Listen, it's not working. And it's insanity.
It's working for me.
Of course it is, but it tilts the scales of justice. If we are to lead, and we're to lead for a better future, and we want to balance the scales of justice, we have to start somewhere in balancing those scales and being leaders. You can't just do what somebody else did. If that's the case, I would do what my great-great-grandmother did. They couldn't understand why she cut the loaf in half. That's because she didn't have a pot big enough to fit the whole loaf. But didn't nobody know that? They just kept cutting it in half until somebody asked the question, you know, and figured out that, you know, you can't keep doing things the same because it's insanity. And the second thing is, you know, I'm going to tell you what I tell the people at church. Tradition that supersedes the principles and the word of God is tradition that shouldn't be followed. So if tradition is creating a disadvantage or an advantage for one over the other, to me, that tradition shouldn't be followed. And for me, you know, being a leader, I feel that we have made Democrat and Republicans the identity of us as representatives when I don't think we ran for that purpose. I think we ran to make a difference in our community based on the public policy that we're passing for each other. So I'm just trying to move us to a point where we lead by example from that example and not continue to do insanity tradition. That's what I'm trying to get us to do.
I understand your position, Senator, and I will say respectfully, I don't think that where we office as members of the Senate or where our desk is placed on this floor has a lot of impact on justice or on our constituents back at home.
Well,
I really don't.
I think that if it doesn't have an impact and it's such a small, minute thing, why can't we make the change then?
Well, because we're governed by tradition. Your point was we shouldn't follow tradition in circumstances where it's harming people or where it's unjust. The allocation of offices in this building or desks on this floor have nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with morality.
Unjust?
It has nothing to do with our constituents back at home. It's the way that the Senate governs itself, and we govern ourselves by traditions.
You don't think it's unjust? You don't think that's unjust? It's just like if I've been at, you know, I see, you know, when I'm talking to workers, this worker been on the job 35 years and another worker comes in making the same salary as the worker that's been on the job 35 years, that worker has a problem. I think that's unjust.
Well, Senator, let me ask you this.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Is it unjust that the senator from Boone is the president pro tem of the Senate?
Well, I said that. That's because, you know, you have the majority, and normally the majority becomes the president and pro tem of the Senate.
Well,
It
actually doesn't have to be that way, because unlike all of the caucus leadership positions, which are selected only by the caucus, when we come here on the first day of session, we have an election on this floor where we vote for, among others, the Sergeant of Arms, the Secretary of the Senate. We vote for the President pro tem. The entire body, both caucuses, chooses the President of the Senate. Now,
yes,
I will say
you're
this: if your party were in charge right now, I can pretty much guarantee that the President pro tem of the Senate right now would be a member of the Democratic Caucus. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with that.
So is that unjust? Is that unjust that the senator from Boone, because his party holds the majority, has the advantage of having the presiding officer be elected as a Republican?
Well, let me tell you this. Next time we have that, you know, discussion, I will go around and campaign for votes for myself to become the majority, to be the floor leader, regardless of, you know, the numbers, if that's the case.
For the pro tem?
Yes. So since we can't do that.
Well, I'll be looking forward to
yes.
the knock on my door and for that advocacy. But
absolutely.
Senator, to go back to the original conversation that you were having with the senator from Cole, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics deliberates on rule changes to the Senate. So if you were so inclined, if this were to go down in a vote, you would be able to file a resolution and ask that it be assigned to that committee.
I would do that. I appreciate that knowledge.
Thank you so much, Senator.
I really appreciate it.
Further discussion on the adoption motion offered by the Senator from the 4th. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 4th renews her motion that Senate Resolution Number 7 be adopted. This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden,
can we, while the senator from Boone makes up his mind on his votes, can we keep order in the chamber so the secretary can hear?
Schroer. Thompson Rader. Trent. Washington. Williams.
Boone. You're recorded as a no. By your vote of 10 aye and 23 no, the adoption motion has been defeated. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Phelps.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 460, introduced by Brown 16, an act relating to self-storage.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 461, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to insurance coverage for breast examinations.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 462, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to surgical smoke plume evacuation.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 15th.
I have one bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 463, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to ballot summaries prepared by the General Assembly.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 464, introduced by Senator Lucht-Meyer, an act relating to background checks for marijuana facilities.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills that I'm putting forward. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your entire legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 465, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 466, an act relating to settlement demands, introduced by Senator Schroer.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 467, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to the determination of fault in civil actions.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Livingston.
I have a joint resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the joint resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 38, introduced by Senator Black, a joint resolution relating to the foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Resolutions, the senator from the fifth.
Mr. President.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 468, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to the payment of delinquent property taxes.
If we could get some order in the chamber so we can hear the Secretary read the bills. Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 14th.
I would like to ask for unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection except for the Senator from Cole Whining. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, I would like to introduce some special guests. We have with us Dr. Cheryl Watkins, who currently serves as the Chief Executive Officer and President of the YWCA, as well as her Chief Economic Inclusion Officer, Stephen Ingram. For those that are not familiar with the YWCA, it is an organization that has been improving the lives of women for nearly 120 years. The YWCA is also the oldest organization addressing multicultural women's needs throughout the entire world. If the body can please recognize my friend, Dr. Watkins, as well as our Chief Economic Officer, Stephen Ingram, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's welcome Ms. Watkins and Mr. Ingram to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of bills. The senator from Johnson County.
I have a bill.
Send your bill. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 469, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to seizure of firearms.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward.
No explanation necessary, but can I inquire of the president?
State your inquiry.
So, one of our great doormen, Mr. LaRue, said that I know how Don Rickles feels. I get no respect, but I thought maybe it was because I was sitting over there that maybe you had a bad eye on that side, but now it seems like it's moved over to this side. So I don't know. I have a brother that's an eye doctor, if you would like to go to the eye doctor.
Are we bugging you, Senator?
No, I was just inquiring of you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill from the Senator of Cole's legislative agenda.
Senate Bill Number 470, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to the offense of tampering with electronic monitoring equipment.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 471, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to animal chiropractic practitioners.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 472, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to change of venue costs for capital cases.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward.
No explanation is necessary on either one at this time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 473, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to the authority to confer degrees at public institutions of higher education.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 474, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
I ask if there are messages from the governor, and if so, I ask they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the governor. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived, and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
They shall be so referred.
And, Mr. President?
Senator?
I'd like to request a point of personal privilege.
The senator from Boone County requests a point of personal privilege. Senator from Boone, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to take a second and draw the Senate's attention to a wonderful employee of this body, Adrian Krauss, who is sitting over here with us. As you know, Adrian has been the Secretary of the Senate since January of 2015. And prior to that, she served as the Assistant Director of Senate Research for the 10 previous legislative sessions as an attorney staffing committees and drafting legislation. Before that, and I didn't know this, Adrian worked for the Missouri Attorney General for 5 years as an assistant AG in the criminal division, arguing before the Missouri Supreme Court on 10 occasions and handling 6 capital murder cases. She received her law degree from SLU and her undergraduate degree from Webster University in St. Louis. She's married with a couple of kids. She is with us, but in a different role now. She has moved on from her role as Secretary of the Senate, but as anybody who has served in this body knows, she's been a tremendous asset of this institution, of this chamber, a calming influence up on the dais area, and someone that anybody, regardless of your party, regardless of your politics, regardless of anything, you can go to Adrian, have a conversation. You know you're getting good advice from someone who really, really deeply cares about this institution. So we just wanted to take a second as she moves on to a different role to thank her for her service and for her continued service to the Senate and to the people of Missouri. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank Adrian Krauss for her service.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Shelby.
Objection. The Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.